Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. Special treat, old friend Steve Hanke, professor of applied economics at Johns Hopkins University. Now, don't blame him for being a college professor. He's a good guy. I've known him a long time. All right, Steve Hanke, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, Larry.
We're going to talk about the money supply. Our listeners know about the M2 money supply, et cetera. Of course, I still follow your work. You send me these things, and I read them. M2 soars in 2020 and 2021, and sure enough, a year or two later, inflation soars. Boom. Fed comes in, they start tightening. I'm just doing this so we can speed up the interview. Fed comes in, starts tightening bank reserves, they start raising interest rates, et cetera, and the money supply goes down, and hits minus territory year on year, where I believe it still is. Now, two things, Steve. One is, yes, the inflation rate came down, as you and monetarists predicted. And by the way, you know, I talk about the money supply on my TV show all the time. Carl Brunner was my professor, for heaven's sakes, at the University of Rochester. So I know all about it. But what hasn't happened, Steve Hanke, and this is what I wanted to focus on, the economy has not fallen into recession. You would think with a collapse in M2, it was like plus 20%. Now it's about minus 2, 3, 4%. You would expect nominal GDP and the rest of the economy to crash, and it hasn't happened. So I'm very interested, and time is always short. Why hasn't it happened? What are you thinking here?
Okay. There are two aspects of it. One is that the pump up in the money supply was so massive that there was a huge excess of cash balances that were in the system, and those have essentially been run off now. So the usual lag we get between sustained changes in the money supply and changes in economic activity were drug out a little longer than normal. But now the second point, so that's point one. Mm-hmm. Point two, Larry, is that we have had a contraction in the money supply of 4.5% since March of 2022. That's almost unprecedented. You have to go back to 1929, 1933 to find that kind of contraction. Mm. And in fact, there have only been four contractions in the history of the United States under the Fed since 1913. And all of those have resulted in recessions. Mm-hmm. All have resulted in, and therefore, there's a lag between this contraction and the oncoming recession. But as they say, we know it's baked in the cake because the recessions come a long time after the changes occur in the money supply. And in this time, it's been drug out to the longest edge of the lag simply because there was such a massive increase that we were increasing the money supply. It peaked at 27% per year over year in February of 2021. Mm-hmm. Now that's about 4.5 times higher than it should have been cranking away at if the Fed was going to hit a 2% inflation target.
And so, where's M2 now? It's minus something?
Yeah, M2 is minus 3.1.
Yeah, okay. So, Steve Hanke, what in the forecasting game? What's the time horizon? I mean, there's no evidence of a slowdown. I mean, that's not true. Let me take that back. There is evidence of some slow. I mean, manufacturing's been in a slump for over a year. I just got a minute to go, but when would you think these recession signals would hit?
you've been in this business a long time, and you know it's impossible to put your finger on exactly what month
or more or less
the second half of 2024, right. This thing really is baked in the right. cake.
I agree with that, by the way. I mean, I'm tracking that too.
And we're basically sleepwalking into this because the press is very biased, and they're trying to pump up, it's good, it's good, it's right. good. Why is it good? Because they have an incumbent in the White House.
I got it, John. All right. Steve Hanke, Johns Hopkins, monetarist. I think he's got very important points, kids. I know people don't think there's a recession coming, but there are lags, and the money supply was out of control. I'm Kudlow. We'll talk stock market after this.